Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone wants to slash the police department budget by $20 million because of COVID. Republican lawmakers say, not so fast.
We were mismanaged before this happened. So it's the equivalent of a guy taking a credit card with tons and tons of debt. Corona happened. The federal government's going to give you some money. Oh, I want more money. Pay off all my credit card. We were a disaster before this even happened.
Ballone has said most of that federal money has already been earmarked for other COVID-19 expenses incurred while responding to the pandemic. Now, lawmakers say it's time to accept there's probably no more money coming from Washington, especially with a Supreme Court nomination showdown unfolding just 6 weeks before Election Day. This is C-19, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut-New York region.
Coming up, the EPA shuts down public comments on a controversial cleanup plan for the Housatonic River. Connecticut Democrats sound off on filling Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat on the Supreme Court. And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo spars with President Trump again. I'm Terry Sheridan.
And I'm Desiree DiOrio.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has turned down requests to give the public more time to comment on the agency's proposed cleanup of the Housatonic River. Nancy Cohen reports.
Three members of Connecticut's congressional delegation wrote the EPA last week asking the agency to extend the public comment period on the cleanup until late November. They argued 9 weeks isn't long enough. Many who spoke at the final public hearing said the proposal, which would dispose sediment containing PCBs in Lee, Massachusetts, risked both citizens' health and the economy. Cindy Mathias of Lee said the comment period during a pandemic had been rushed through.
The citizens wanted in-person hearings so that we can face you. We asked for an extension in order to do so. We already waited 70 years. What's another few months?
The EPA told Connecticut officials an extension of the comment period is unwarranted, and it answered the public's questions in person during meetings earlier in the year. The EPA hopes to finalize its cleanup plan by the beginning of November. I'm Nancy Cohen.
Some Connecticut Democratic state lawmakers want their Washington counterparts to block President Donald Trump's attempt to fill Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat on the U.S. Supreme Court. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Matt Lesser is the Senate chair of the Connecticut General Assembly's Insurance and Real Estate Committee. He says President Trump should not be allowed to fill Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat because the Supreme Court will soon hear a Republican-backed case that seeks the repeal of the Affordable Care Act. Lesser says the people of Connecticut cannot afford repeal of the ACA.
If the court upholds the Fifth Circuit's ruling in that case, 20 million Americans would immediately lose their health insurance, including over 200,000 residents of the state of Connecticut.
While avoiding discussing the nomination, Kevin Kelly, the ranking Senate Republican on the committee, decried the dysfunction in Washington. He says Connecticut lawmakers should continue to work together in a bipartisan effort to improve health care in the state. Trump has said he would announce his Supreme Court nominee on Saturday. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
Coming up, Governor Andrew Cuomo promises legal action if the Trump administration follows through on threats to withhold billions in federal funds. But first, these headlines. Police in Connecticut say a shooter is in custody after opening fire and wounding two people at a business in South Windsor today. The shooting happened in an industrial area outside of a trucking repair shop. Police say the two victims were taken to a hospital with injuries that do not appear to be life-threatening. Authorities have not released the name of the suspect or the criminal charges, and a motive has not been disclosed. Police apprehended the suspect just over the Massachusetts state line. A handgun was found in the suspect's vehicle.
In Connecticut, public schools around the state are closing due to coronavirus cases among students and staff. Many schools will close to clean, and some are deciding to switch from in-person to distant learning. In Trumbull, Hillcrest Middle School will be virtual for 2 weeks after one person tested positive. 70 people are quarantined. In Weston, all public schools switch to temporary remote learning. On Long Island, COVID-19 cases have closed two schools in the William Floyd District, and Harbor Fields High School in Greenlawn made the shift to full remote learning this week. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is dismissing as political President Donald Trump's Justice Department move to classify New York City, Seattle, and Portland as anarchy jurisdictions and withhold billions of dollars in federal funds. Karen DeWitt reports.
Trump's Attorney General William Barr says state and local leaders in New York, Washington State, and Oregon impeded local law enforcement from doing their jobs during weeks of civil rights protests in the three cities this year. Elected officials in New York, Seattle, and Portland have all opposed federal intervention in the protests. Governor Cuomo says it's another attempt by Trump to manipulate and distort government agencies to play politics and to further the president's re-election efforts.
So this is more of the same.
Cuomo says the Trump administration tried once before to block funding to cities, including New York, which had declared themselves sanctuary cities for immigrants. The attempt failed after New York and others successfully filed a lawsuit. Cuomo says under the U.S. Constitution, the states, not the federal government, have control over police units. The governor predicts that if the president and his attorney general follow through on their threats, then New York will go to court and win again.
If they actually do this, we will challenge it legally, and he will lose once again because we've seen this play before. But again, it's just for the politics and part of his campaign rhetoric.
Later, in answer to a reporter's question, Cuomo further criticized the president, saying Trump is a political opportunist who moved his legal residence from New York to Florida because he was rejected by New York personally and professionally. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York says the threat to withhold federal funds from New York City is, quote, outrageous. She says New Yorkers are struggling to keep food on the table and pay the rent, and the Justice Department move is meant to distract from those issues. For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org.
If you're into podcasts, WSHU has several, including Capitol Avenue. This week, Eba Gudama looks into how Connecticut's local governments build confidence in the election process. You can listen by subscribing to WSHU's Capitol Avenue at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Terry Sheridan.
And I'm Desiree DiOrio. We'll be back tomorrow.